Welcome to the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. Here you will find a variety of podcasts from authors, bloggers, and speakers ready to encourage you on your daily journey. I can't wait to get started, and now let's listen to today's show.
This broadcast is brought to you by the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Hi everyone, and welcome to Peaceful Mom Talk. I'm your host, Mariana Chambers. I'm an author, a mental health counselor, a parenting coach, and a homeschooling mom of three. I'm passionate about helping moms just like you nag less and nurture more, all while building a closer bond with their kids. Let's get started. Hi everyone, it's Mariana here, and today we are going to be talking about the stages of change as it relates to peaceful parenting and when you desire to change your parenting style. I have the amazing privilege of talking with many, many moms, and nearly all of them have different parenting styles, different convictions and goals. But one of the things that most moms have in common that I talk to is that they desire to parent more peacefully. The moms that I talk with, they want to stop yelling at their kids. They desperately desire to be able to keep calm under stress. But the thing is, desire doesn't actually bring about real change. Having the desire to parent peacefully is just one step in the process. So today we are going to talk about the five stages of change as it relates to shifting towards a peaceful parenting role. And by the end of this podcast, you'll be able to see where you fall on this change continuum, and you'll also know exactly what you need to do moving forward to get the results that you want. Before we dive in and I explain these stages of change to you, I just want to give you a little background on the stages of change. So, the five stages of change were actually first developed by two researchers named Carlo Di Clemente and J.O. Prochaska. And they first introduced these five stages of change in order to help professionals working with patients who struggled with addiction. Now, stay with me though, these stages of change are not just for people with addiction struggles, but they're for people who want to make any type of behavior modification. And like I said, we're going to be talking about these in the context of parenting. So let's dive right in and talk about what the five stages of change are. The first stage of change is called pre-contemplation, which is basically a fancy word for I ain't doing it, or I am not going to parent peacefully. I don't care what you say. I am not doing it. If you're in this pre-contemplation stage, you don't think that there's any problem with your parenting style. If you were to come across an article on Pinterest about how to stop yelling at your kids, it might ruffle your feathers. You are not thinking about changing your behavior at all. And in fact, you probably defend, being harsh or authoritative with your children, and it's not something that you feel you want to change in your life. The second stage of change is called contemplation. And I believe that many, many moms are in this stage of change. If you are in the contemplation stage, you may be thinking to yourself, I really need to stop yelling at my kids. Or you might be thinking, I really wish I could be more self-controlled and not lose my temper so much. I want to be more patient with my kids. The other thing you might do is you might start weighing the pros and cons of shifting your parenting style. And you can either do this consciously or subconsciously. Now, in this stage of change, in the contemplation stage, it's really easy to get stuck here. I personally know several moms who have pitched a tent and camped in the contemplation stage for years. They literally feel hopeless to make a change, or they might lack the motivation or the energy to try it. If this is you, I want to encourage you that change comes not by our own might, not by our own willpower, not by our own patience, but only by the power of the Holy Spirit. So if you feel stuck here, be sure to spend some time with God in worship and in prayer and ask Him to give you the ability to change. Now, the next stage of change is called preparation. When you reach the preparation stage of changing and becoming a more peaceful parent, you kind of have the realization that you must make changes to your parenting style. You come to realize that you're losing your child, and that has hit you like a ton of bricks. So you start taking baby steps. Maybe you start researching articles on how to parent peacefully, or even listening to podcasts. You might even buy a book on how to parent more peacefully. But ultimately, in the preparation stage, you are at a crossroads. You've decided that you're ready to prepare for a change, but now you're faced with a decision. Some people reach this point and they decide, nope, I can't do it. Peaceful parenting is not for me after all. And others make the choice to move on to the next stage, which is action. So this stage of change, action, this is where you make a conscious decision to do whatever it takes to parent peacefully. You decide that you're going to stop nagging and start nurturing. You are going to start to build an unbreakable bond with your child and work to repair any damage that has already been done. You decide that you're going to connect with your child emotionally and spiritually, treating him or her with respect. You pour your heart and soul into taking action, and you do it. Now, what exactly are the action steps you're going to take? This is going to vary from person to person. For some people, the action step that they need to take may be recommitting their life to Christ and just making a new commitment or a renewed commitment and giving your life to Him. It might mean getting back into church regularly. Or it could mean getting yourself into counseling so that you can really get your hands dirty and start to work on the things from your past that are really buried deep inside of you, holding you back from being the person you want to be, the person that God wants you to be, and the mom that you want to be. If you're currently in the action stage of change, I'd like for you to take some time to pray about what specific action God would have you take. Now, of course, let me just say that we all have bad days, and no one is perfect at peaceful parenting. But for the most part, you're able to stick with your commitment and take action, and real change begins to happen within the walls of your home and in your heart. Which brings us to the last stage of change, which is called maintenance. Now, maintenance is when you've really hit your stride and you're doing well, parenting peacefully, and you have made some really difficult changes, and you're also sticking with them. At this stage, you're able to successfully cope with anger and stress without blowing up on your family. Now, this goes without saying, but everyone has bad days, and let's be honest, we're all human. There is no such thing as the perfect parent. In fact, I don't know of one single mom who parents peacefully 100% of the time. And if you know one, please let me know who they are so I can meet them. But in this stage of change, when we do make it a mistake, We don't allow that to get to us so much so that we're beating ourselves up and it's holding us back. It's really important not to be too hard on ourselves, especially to the point where we're falling back into some of our old habits. Sometimes when we do slip up and make a mistake, it's easy to just abandon our convictions with thoughts like, I'm done. I failed at this. There's no use in trying anymore. It's hopeless. You know, when those negative thoughts creep in, let's take a moment to remind ourselves of Romans 8:1, which says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. When we mess up, we can ask for forgiveness and move forward. So, before we recap the five stages of change, I want you to just be thinking about what stage that you're in. For lasting change to take place, you know, we must first identify where we are on the continuum. So let's recap. The pre-contemplation stage, I'm not doing it. I'm not making any changes. I don't want to parent peacefully. You can't convince me that I need to. Contemplation is, I might try it. I'll think about it. Preparation is, you know, you decide that you will try it and you're going to start taking baby steps. The action stage is doing whatever it takes. Even if it's extreme measures, you will do anything and you're starting to take action. And then lastly, maintenance, where you are consistently reaching your goals and not giving up. So where do you fall on that stage of change? Now that you've identified where you are, the second step is to thoughtfully and prayerfully consider what you need in order to move to the next stage. If you are in the contemplation phase and you're thinking, do I really want to do this? Maybe not. I don't know. You're weighing the pros and cons of changing your parenting style. Begin praying about what God would have you do in order to move to the next stage. For example, if you're in the contemplation stage, remember this is where a lot of moms get stuck. Think about what's holding you back. Do you feel like you have a fear of failure? Are you worried that if you give this a try, you won't succeed? Or do you feel stuck in your ways where you feel hopeless to make any kind of lasting change? Or maybe in the past, you've tried this before and it hasn't worked, so you think, why even bother? You might not feel up to trying it again. If you're in the preparation stage and you're already starting to take baby steps and weighing the pros and cons, now you're at a crossroads and you have to decide if you're really going to go all in with this peaceful parenting thing. You must ask yourself if you're willing to do some really hard things, to say no to some things, to give up some things, to shift some things in your life, to reprioritize, maybe even to invest financially in this if you choose to see a counselor, if that's what you feel is needed. Are you willing to do whatever it takes to parent peacefully? And if so, what is that thing that you need to propel you from preparation to action? What we know is that change isn't easy. I mean, no matter what change you're trying to make, it's not going to be easy, whether it's related to parenting or something totally different. But I think that making changes to our parenting style is particularly difficult because parenting itself is difficult. I mean, let's be honest, sometimes it feels impossible. But I've got good news for you today. Our God works miracles. Even if you feel that parenting peacefully is hopeless for you, it is not hopeless for God. Wherever you are on this parenting journey, on these stages of change, I want you to just grab a piece of paper and a pencil, assuming you're not driving right now, and prayerfully jot down two things that you believe that God is laying on your heart that you need in order to move forward. Maybe you literally need to make a pros and cons list. Or maybe you feel like you need to get on your knees before God and ask Him what it is that you need to do and pray about your parenting style and pray about your relationship with your kids and just invest some time talking to God about it. He will reveal to you what He wants you to do. Or maybe you finally need to make that phone call to schedule a counseling session or a family session to start working through some really difficult things that you've been going through. Maybe it's that you need to ask forgiveness from your kids, ask forgiveness from God or your spouse. Again, I don't know what your particular action step will be, but God is faithful and He will guide you.
You've been listening to Peaceful Mom Talk with Mariana Chambers. If you enjoyed this podcast, I'd love it so much if you'd take a moment to leave us a rating and review. It may seem like a small thing, but it really helps. You can also visit us at peacefulmomtalk.com, where you can find out how to connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, my blog, and inside my private Facebook group for Christian moms on a peaceful parenting mission. I pray you've been blessed by today's show, and I hope you'll tune in next time.
Thanks for listening to the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show Network. Be sure to connect with the podcaster and join us on social media as well. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Visit our network at ultimatehomeschoolradionetwork.com and be sure to subscribe to our weekly e-zine for great offers and specials for our special e-zine subscribers.